Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Laura and I am an alcoholic, and I will be speaking today about the question, the topic, what convinced us to try AA's 12-step program? So I recently celebrated 10 years of continuous sobriety, but for the grace of God. And I really know in my heart that that would not have been possible had I not have tried AA's 12-step program. I was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous through treatment, and whilst in treatment, I was definitely encouraged to do the steps, and I did try to engage with particularly steps 1, 2, and 3 and different versions of those. But it wasn't actually until I was going to meetings for some time and hearing particularly other women share about their drinking, what it was like for them, what had happened through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and what life was like for them now, that I actually saw that there was a real freedom possible in Alcoholics Anonymous if I were to actually undertake this work of the 12 steps. However, I sat on the sidelines and I didn't actually do anything real about, you know, getting really involved in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I still hadn't written any inventory, and I was still basically trying to just read from the calico and think, oh, yep, I've done that. Well, I was yet to learn there is a lot more to it. And, you know, basically the best way for me to access the 12-step program is through our basic text, Alcoholics Anonymous. But it wasn't until I was actually in a lot of pain, basically through trying to live by self-propulsion, my self-will run riot, and the failure of that was so apparent in my sobriety that I went to speak with these women that I could see had real freedom, and they had real freedom from their alcoholism. They were alcoholics. They had drank the way that I'd drank, and they weren't drinking today, but they were happy about it, and that I wasn't happy about it. So I was in a position to be very willing to try what these women had done, take the actions that they had taken that are outlined in our basic text, you know, working through these 12 steps and actually really taking this work very seriously. So, you know, one of the things that I was encouraged to do was to get a home group and actually get a service position in that group. And that would be very important for me whilst I went through this process of the 12 steps. I was also encouraged to have a sponsor, someone that knew the way through the 12 steps and could show me how. And then it was also really made clear to me that the purpose of me being shown this work was for me to then show another person once I'd finished. And I think that's, you know, basically what our legacies are, the unity of the fellowship, the recovery of my mind through the 12-step process, and then being of service, my spirit, to others as I carry this message. So anyway, it's awesome to be here with you, and I hope you enjoyed this Sober Cue, and all the very best with your recoveries, and may God bless you. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cue podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.